You see what's happening in Libya now? They have slavery shit you don't even hear on the news. These motherfuckers is over there kidnapping black people and selling them in slavery. Wow. And this is 2020. Soon that shit gonna start drifting more west. It's gonna start drifting more west. I see a couple of sites on Facebook. Motherfuckers say, yo, listen to me, man. Come November 3rd, if Trump lose, it's gonna be a fucking war in America. And if Biden win, it's gonna be a war. The white boy said, the cracker said, y'all better get y'all guns ready. You motherfuckers talk about Black Lives Matter, y'all better get y'all guns ready. Because he said, Mr. Trump, if Mr. Trump lose, it's gonna be a war. You know what I mean? Shit like that. You know what I mean? Fucking CIA, FBI ain't going looking for that cracker. Let a black man get up there and make that statement. First of all, Facebook would have blocked him. You hear me? And he'd have been on the investigating. Fucking CIA would have been watching him. You know what I mean? Find any little, go through any straw to see what type of affiliations he have and who's he's linked with. Because since 9-11, you know what I mean? Anything you do is an aggravated felony. So you are definitely an enemy of the fucking country. Not even the state you're from. The country. You're an enemy of the United States. Right? You could be executed, deported, you know what I mean? Or serve life in prison. For just a statement. Let's be clear on that. For just that statement he made. He said if Mr. Donald Trump lose, it's going to be a war. People need to realize and wake up. Everybody mad at Trump. You mad at this man because he talk, he speak his mind. Nobody never like a fucking person that tell you what it is. He's an asshole. Of course he's an asshole. He's a billionaire fucking asshole. And now he's the fucking president of the United States. He has power. These ain't the changes because the next fucking asshole that come in here, he's going to be an asshole. They might have a gag order on him where they control him not to say much of shit as this dude. But his ways and his ways of doing shit might be sneaky, but he still have the same agenda as Trump. Because the Constitution law is not changed. The Declaration of Independence is not changed. If you want to make a difference, change these things. Black Lives Matter. So when you're in front of the white judge or in front of the judicial system, you get the fair shake as a fucking white defendant. When the cops stop you, you don't get shot or get the shit beat out of you. You know, they treat you. I done seen things where they stop white suspects. These motherfuckers ran over the cops, beat the shit out of the cops. They there screaming, put it down. If it was a black dude, they would have lit his ass up like Christmas. Yo, for real, though, because that's my insight on these things. I don't know how you look at it.
I mean, I look at it just pretty much as you do. You know what I mean? Like, I just give the format, a place for people to voice their opinion. And a lot of people need to hear different, diverse people's background on what they think that needs to be done in the United States of America for everybody. Not just only on a tap, you know, on a typical topic. You know what I mean? Like, this dude is being, you know... Well, we put him there, put it like that. Not we per se, because I didn't vote this year, last year, a couple of years for him back then. But people put him there. You know what I mean? Everybody slept on it because nobody don't take, just like the census right now. People are telling people, banging in their head, fill out the census. You know what I mean? Those things are important. So when people don't listen to the important things that we need to do, we pay the consequences dearly.
Facts.
That's it.
Facts. Because, you know, listen to me. Truth be told. This man represents what America really, what America is really about. That's what the man represents. This is how he got, you know how he got majority of the votes? Said he was going to build a wall around Mexico to keep the Mexicans out, just to save American jobs. You understand? That's the prejudice right there. Listen to me, man. That thing that attracted the fucking voters, mathematically impossible. What type of wall could you, first of all, Texas is really Mexico. California is really Mexico. Mm-hmm. They done took them people's, land.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot build a wall around to block out nothing. What wall are you going to build? You know, that's just mathematically impossible, man.
He thinks he's playing mistaken, Monopoly.
California and Texas is the two biggest damn state.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Which wall? The Great Wall of China can't cover this fucking... But this is the idiotic shit that got, because you know why? Because in mostly people, not even just white America, black Americans as well, they on some show, it's fucking foreigners coming here getting jobs. You know what they do in the islands? They come here and get these people, right, to come up on the farmlands to pick apples and whatever type of fruits they pick. You know what I mean? And give them, you know, them motherfuckers might be gone for like a 6 months, 3 months, you know, come back with a little $10,000. To them, they came up. It's a come up. You know what I mean? All right. Why they don't get Americans? Everybody screaming they need jobs. It's mad people on unemployment line. You know why they come down here and get these people to do this type of work? First of all, if you're going to get an American to do this, if he have a family, you have to give him health insurance. His kids, his wife, you understand? Mm-hmm. He gets health insurance. That should cost. Anything on the job, you have to constipate. What's the word?
What do you mean?
You gotta pay that motherfucker.
Compensate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Proper education, correct all errors. They don't want to do all of that, so they come get these poor people.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just as how they do the Mexicans. Jobs that they don't want, or they themselves not gonna do. So they get people where they feel as lower than them.
Right. Right.
You understand
exactly
what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. These mm-hmm. are the things that facts. Yo, you should see they come get these people from down here. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they take them 6 months, put them on the farm in some little houses, some little dorms, and, you know, they come back with a little $12,000, $10,000. You know what I mean? They don't file no income tax, nothing. They don't get none of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And to them, it's a come up. They can't do that to no American.
Hmm.
First of all, motherfuckers gonna want this, they gonna want that. You know what I mean? The conditions, whether it's raining or whatever, the conditions, they still got to go out there and pick. You know what I mean? They're not going to, Americans not going to go for that. Especially, you know, black Americans. But so here what happened. Trump, he attracted the votes with these people saying, yo, well, these people is coming and taking our jobs. What fucking jobs are they taking? Because they not getting no engineer jobs. They not getting no fucking doctor jobs. They not getting no fucking executive positions. These are jobs that you fuckers don't want. Let's be honest. How much people gonna go in the fucking ballin' sun to go pick fucking apples? I speak to some of these dudes, man. You know how much you have to fill up like a 3 barrel of apples. That's only $10.
Uh-huh.
Yo, the stories you hear. Three barrels. I'm talking about big barrels.
Uh-huh.
Apples. That's only $10, man. You know what I mean? So you there, yo. You there from sun up to sun down, man. Working. No life insurance. No nothing in the tree. One dude fell out of the tree from down here. He crippled from the waist down. They gave him like $50,000 and call it a day. If he was an American citizen, him and his kids would have been set for life.
Uh-huh.
His kids wouldn't have to work. You know what I mean? Because that insurance would have covered him and covered his fucking family. Because that would have made him indigent. He won't be able to provide for his family.
Uh-huh.
So they have to do it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's why, yo, listen, man. Yo, listen. Because, you know, I had this shit on my mind since last night. You know, that's why I said, let me call you early in the morning, put it on the podcast. They mad at Trump. I'm not into the politics. I'm, you know, not saying, yo, well, this man is right and they wrong. You know what I mean? What I am saying is,
you're pointing out facts.
Why people mad at him? because the laws and the things that he's enforcing been in the Constitution. These are things that been in the Constitution that governs everybody. You know what I mean? When it served its purpose. Because really and truly, black people is not part of we the people. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Only time it becomes that is when you're doing some criminal shit.
Man, really and honestly, we're not even citizens of the United States of America. I done read in all of that. I'm like, everybody here walking around talking about citizen of the United States, we're not even that. And then yesterday, I heard some chick going on, and I'm like, really? I didn't even think about that. She was like, Donald Trump ain't do nothing. Obama did everything already that he's taken, you know, gratification for that he did. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't know. I got to really go back and check this out because I didn't want to speak on something I didn't know. You know what I mean?
Obama built mad prisons. I tell you, your cause listens to me. If I'm wrong, you know, you call me and you correct me and you tell me I was wrong. You know what I mean? Because I learn every day. I learn every day. Every day amongst the living above the ground is a learning day. You just have to take the lessons and follow them. You understand? To my knowledge of what I've learned, the Democrats of America was the one that was pushing slavery. The Republicans was the one that was for freeing the slaves and to unify the country to make it whole so money could be made. The Republicans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's then when certain blue Republicans start coming in the party, they start flipping.
Changing it.
You understand?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember when Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. was in fucking power? You know how much money ran in America? Them fucking crooks. Yo, America was... Yo, money ran. They Republicans, man. They Republicans. Democrats, yo, they build prisons, man. You know, they give they fucking they business friends. The go ahead, you know how much right now, you know how much private prisons are in America? Private, you heard what I said?
Yeah.
Private prisons.
Mm-hmm.
It's a business.
Yeah, I know.
So listen to me.
I know.
Like, this is why they lock black men up and young black youths.
Yeah.
What they would do to this is what I'm telling you. This is why they need to change the Constitution and give you a fair shake. This is what Black Lives Matter is about. Because, yo, once you black and come in front of the judge, listen to me, man. You're not even looked upon as an individual, as a human being. You're looked upon as livestock.
Hmm.
They're going to send you to the farm where you're going to produce an income for somebody.
Yep.
You know how much money it costs to house one federal inmate for the year?
I know.
$100,000 for one individual. You know what I mean?
Slave trade workers.
Becoming billionaires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trust me, I didn't know till a couple years ago how many things were being made from the jails. I was like, oh, shit.
How much? For what? What kind of
food? I was like, that's a lot.
All right, yo, cuz, listen, you're going to have to stop the podcast, yo. I got to go. Listen, man, mad love, you know.
Thank you. Absolutely.
You know, I speak my mind and let them know what I feel. This is my view and how I feel. You understand?
Coming live from Jamaica. Thank you for being front row with Jackie Roeborn. We love you, baby. Thank you. Keep calling us with
your
thoughts.
Mad love.
Okay, good. All right, bye-bye. Hey, good morning, guys. Your front row with Jackie Roe, and I got the continuation to part one from Born all the way in Jamaica, as much people know him as Gold Teeth Born. What, Born?
Yo, big up, cuz of bop.
Yeah, man.
Yo, but dig, right?
Politics.
We had a conversation about this Trump thing the other day, and I guess because you was running around, you didn't get to post it. So I have stories to tell, right? So yesterday, I'm in Montego Bay. I'm in a taxi, right? Mm-hmm. Old man, so I guess he picked up on the ass. He's like, yo, you're a boy, Trump. Nah, go on, right? So I was like, yo, uncle, listen, man. Since you want to get into politics and shit, it was only me and him in the car. I was like, yo, Trump ain't, why everybody mad at Trump? Trump ain't introduced no new law to fucking America. He ain't bring no new laws into the fucking power. All the things that he's doing, he's exercising because it's been there. It's been in the Constitution. These are things that's there. So by you getting rid of Trump, you're not changing nothing, because you're just going to bring the next bigot where that's in, that comes in. He's just going to be a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. Trump is just a big old kid.
Big kid.
You know, he's tweeting, having beef with motherfuckers. Yo, you know this sexy man almost threw me out of his car. He said, yo, you're so like, you have a white man. Trump, I tried this driver. Obama, read on. I said, yo, Obama ain't did nothing but build prisons.
A lot of people don't understand what's going on in politics.
Gave his friends private contracts and built how much private prisons? You know what I mean? Motherfuckers wanted, yo, listen to me, man. I grew up in America. I used to sit down, all the old heads, on Saturday morning, come the fucking ABC special, conjunction.
What's your function?
Yeah, listen to me. Then you had the fucking bill.
I'm just a bill in the Capitol Hill.
No politics.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just go run with shit. Oh, Trump is an asshole. We know majority of these white motherfuckers is asshole.
Mm-hmm.
He's just an asshole with a fucking big mouth.
He's a rich one.
But he got money.
Yeah.
And he got power. He don't give a fuck. He don't give a fuck who feelings he hurt. He don't give a fuck what he say to whoever.
Yep.
He not apologizing.
And that's what they don't like about his dumb ass.
You get rid of Trump, then you bring the next asshole in with a more fucking secret agenda that's gonna do shit. You know that's gonna do shit. That causes her. Look what this bitch Hillary Clinton. Everybody wanted to vote Hillary Clinton. That bitch helped kill Gaddafi. Motherfuckers need to get up on politics. Gaddafi
sure
was gonna make him and the Africans, he was gonna make the shit so strong. Right? You know, Gaddafi country, you don't even, but yo, you get, that man gave all the people, all the constituents in his country, he gave them money, homes, you know what I mean? Libya was the place to live. Fuck, yo, you gotta know politics, yo, you can't get rid of Trump. Get rid of Trump and then put the other idiot in there, then he gotta still go inside of what's in the fucking Constitution. Change this Constitution. Same point I was making the other day when they talk about, well, black lives don't matter to black people because black people still killing each other. Listen to me. If you are a street motherfucker and you're in the street shit, 9 times out of 10, if you's a fucked up nigga, you're going to go out there and get your fucking wig twist. Ain't no secret about it. I done got shot 6 fucking times. Niggas even have shot me in my motherfucking dick. I'm not crying about it.
Yo.
I'm a street nigga. The fuck? It's fair game. Now, you got a couple of...
We're not condoling killing is right, though. We're not condoling that. We just talking facts.
Time out. I'm not... Listen to me. Don't get me wrong. Let me calm down. I'm not justifying violence.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not justifying violence against civilians.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you on the battlefield and you come in contact with the fucking enemy, it's either kill or be killed. When you pick up certain lifestyle, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into the streets and you're a street nigga doing street shit, yo, they say it's rules to this shit, but you got motherfuckers that's robbing motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
You got motherfuckers that's burning motherfuckers, setting motherfuckers up. It's all a game. So it depends on what type of street dude you are. If you a grimy motherfucker, you gonna get it. Cause yo, it's all it's so much different rules and so much different sections to this shit. You can't be like, yo, well, look, you lost your brother to street violence. I lost 2 cousins, 3 cousins, Alfred King and Shamel, and a ton of homeboys.
Rest in peace to all
of
them.
Now let me ask you seriously. Like I said, I'm not promoting violence. I'm not telling nobody kill nobody. But let me ask you on some real life shit. You think if I see one of them fuckers that did it to my people, I'm not going to do it to them? Are you serious?
Yeah, you know how.
You got rules to this shit. Nigga, I'm going to blow your fucking head off.
And I'm a female, and my brother got... I know what you're saying.
Rules to shit. Now, if you're not into the street life, don't come on the street and perpetrate, because this is what these dudes do. If you're not about that life, stay your ass on the fucking porch.
Stay your ass in the house.
Watch TV.
Stay your ass in the house.
Exactly. Watch TV. They got all type of fucking cable channels now. You got like, damn, you're like 500 and some cable channels. Entertain yourself. Play fucking Sega, Nintendo, whatever that shit.
You said play Sega. PlayStation. Listen, PlayStation.
People that do fall victim to circumstances to some street shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got a little bum ass motherfucker nigga doing his little 9 to 5, come home, nigga stick him up, be scared, shoot nigga by accident. He's a killer. He's not no killer. He just got nervous and shot that dude. But in the court of law, when you go in front of the judge as a black man, you can't tell him, oh, well, it was an accident. I got mm-hmm. nervous. Nah, you were charged with murder. Unless you're a white dude. White dude be like, yo, I was scared.
Unless you had a license to have that gun, too.
So he get a manslaughter charge and do 5 years.
Hold up, cuz. Unless he had a license, too, to have that gun. You know what I mean? That's the only way you get past that, too. Because they license them guns. They license it. I said, unless you have a license to have that gun. Because that licensed gun shit is big right now. You know?
Yo, listen to me. Yo, Jackie. This is what people need to understand. People need to understand this is what the Black Lives Matter movement is about. Because let's, truth be told, let's be honest now. How much dudes have you seen through his social media? One dude, they stopped him, his wife, and a fucking kid in the car seat in the back. Mm-hmm. He told the cracker, look, I have a licensed gun I'm carrying. They shot right. that man like 6-7 times.
Yeah, so, no, I wasn't talking about that incident. Yeah, that incident was totally.
It was a chick, if I'm not mistaken, in Florida. She said she was standing the ground law, and she bust her gun. She didn't even shoot nobody. They gave her a fucking quarter. You understand what I'm saying? So these are the things that people need to understand and realize.
With certain situations,
the justice system and what worked for two classes of people.
Yeah,
first
yeah,
of all,
yeah.
It's justice for the white people and it's just ice for black people.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
So
these,
true.
These are the things that they're
so
not
true.
Understanding. They caught
so,
up
so
in
true.
Of a different shit. Well, yo, black people killing black people, so black lives don't matter to black people. No, this is not what it's about. Is this not what the Black Lives Matter movement is about? If your people not into street shit, and they need to stay the fuck off the street.
Mm-hmm.
You
straight.
Know what I'm
point.
It's a
period.
It's a video I seen with a little young boy in a like little Chinese restaurant in Chicago. Him and his little girlfriend. Some niggas in there like they fucking with his girlfriend, fucking with him. Yo, he pulled out and gave it to like about 4.
I saw that too. Yeah.
I'm not mad at him, cause yo, listen to me. You had a commercial in New York at one time that was running. It says only cowards carry guns and knives. Shit, I'm coward number one, cause I carried a gun and a fucking knife.
Jesus Christ!
I'm dead serious.
Oh
I'm
my
coward
God!
Number one. You know what I mean? Fuck all that. Yeah.
Raw.
But yo,
go ahead.
Listen, they not never going to tell a story about me. Like, now, nah, I'm always going to be the storyteller.
That's right.
So I done, you know how much friends, man, and people that I consider family, man, that some of these motherfuckers killed. Principals dudes, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yo, buddy, listen, we ain't even going to get on that subject, man.
People I know, but we would
realize, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not even a supporter. No, you know what I mean? But what people need to do, I'm a supporter of common sense.
Right.
I'm a supporter
facts.
Of making a difference. But you got to know, you ever heard about the serenity prayer?
Mm-mm.
Accept what is, but have the knowledge and wisdom to change what you can.
Mm.
You can't just change Trump and expect it's going to be a whole different. You need to change it. They need to go in the Constitution. Change these fucking laws
right.
where it governs these people, because he's only following protocol.
Mm-hmm. Tell him again.
Law, listen to me. I'm telling you, it sounds like a joke, but I used to be up in the morning watching conjunction. And I'm a bill.
Mm-hmm.
We know this man did not bring no bill. Well, if they don't know, let them know. He did not introduce a bill into Congress that
mm-hmm.
became a law. So all the laws and all the things that he's pushing been in the Constitution. And if they say, well, he's a racist, well, he's only following the guideline.
Mm-hmm. He's only a puppet.
Why they mad? Because he's tipping his hand.
Yeah, he's only a puppet. He's only a damn puppet.
He's showing everybody what white America's all about.
That's what they can't tell.
That's what white America's all about. When the thing went on with the black dude, what's his name?
Floyd?
The dude, yeah. What's his name?
Yeah, that's it. What is that? Damn, I just totally forgot my damn self. Floyd something. Floyd, yeah.
Yeah, well, the dude they killed. Look, you look how much cops came on Facebook. They retiring. You know why they retiring? Because they're not going to be able to use excessive force against people of color.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This is why people get so caught up like sheeps being led by the fucking shepherd.
Mm.
Look, in 1980 and like the early 90s, New York was so violent. Yo, you wake up, you didn't hear a dude and his whole family, they found him in the house tied up, mad dudes, mad shootouts. You know what I mean? There's a lot more, but you know what? The media wasn't never in the hoods coming and reporting this.
Mm-hmm.
They never reported my cousin Alfred. They never reported my cousin, mm-hmm. King of Lord, reported Shamel. They found Shamel wrapped up in a damn rug in Sheepshead Bay.
Wow,
they never reported that shit. This shit wasn't on news. Now, because
rest in peace,
these modern-day devices is catching these cops beating the shit out of black men, women, children. Once they come on the scene and you are a person of color, you already guilty. So they use an excessive force, regardless to how calm and how peaceful you want to speak to them or whatever. If you even question them, you question their authority, not knowing they work for you. Your taxpayers' money pay for these people. You understand? But they don't see it that way. Once you're a person of color, you already
all they see is color. All they see is color. That's it.
Facts. But now, what's going on? Because they got all these devices catching these.
Yeah, right. I was going to talk about the cameras. Yeah.
So-called doing their job, you know, causing death, injuries.
And that don't even work no more. They don't even care about it.
Oh, we're not going to work because, you know, we're being persecuted for doing our jobs. When you go to a white neighborhood,
persecuted for doing what job? Persecuted for killing innocent people. And the camera is showing it.
This has been going on.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, and the camera is showing them.
Now, Jackie, right, look, right? The media is now going to the hood, and every little shooting they want to report. Where was you like 1980, 85, 86, 87? I remember one of your friends, the chick Andrea, little pretty chick with the pretty eyes.
Yeah, all
they
of them.
Killed her, her son.
Yeah, the whole family.
Mike,
Valentine massacre.
Yo, listen to me, man. They killed the whole family.
Yep.
She was 7 months pregnant.
Yeah.
These are things that's going on. They never come and report none of this shit. Now they want to report it because the cops. This is all like, it's like a. What's the word I could call it now? So now they trying to pull the wool. These are why the police need to use excessive force.
Because
these black people is different. They're animals. Mm-hmm. So we have to treat them like animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go to the white neighborhood. We ain't got to do that. I've seen white boys freeze. Got in the police car, ran the police over, took guns.
Yep.
This is why it's a video on Facebook now.
Yeah, I know. I saw it.
Boy, he's like, yo, I ain't getting out of the car. I don't want to go to jail. He shot both of them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
If that was a black dude, they would have lit his ass up.
Yeah.
You know, these are the things people need to look at. You know, they screaming, yo, Trump. You know, Trump got a hidden agenda. He got a plan.
Because
to me, all of a sudden, he got COVID now. That's a ploy to me. Because you know he's in a good position to lose the election.
Oh, of course.
I mean? So now this is a ploy. He probably trying some other shit to be like, yo, we going to put off the election because I didn't get the campaign right. I'm sick. You know what I mean? Because, you know, motherfuckers are saying if Trump don't win, it's going to be a war in America.
Hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Yo, people need to open their eyes, man, and realize what the real threat is, man. You know, J. Edgar Hoover said, and I keep repeating this, I say it over and over, J. Edgar Hoover said, and to whoever don't know who J. Edgar Hoover is, he was the one that found the FBI, right, the director. And he said, yo, the biggest threat in America is the Negro unification. You understand?
If they
have protocols.
If we only could come together and unify, boy, we'd be so powerful. That's the biggest threat.
They got protocols for that, though, Jackie. Mm-hmm. They have protocols. Like, a lot of people don't know. Like, so much people is being misinformed. Like, people
big
think
time.
The Black Panthers was thugs running around like hoodlums. These dudes was educated young black men.
Yeah, I had a guy up here, 19 Keys, and we were talking about that. It's so crazy you brought that up. People don't even know that. They're very intelligent.
These dudes, man. Mm-hmm. These wasn't no street hoodlums or thugs like how they so-called. These was educated dudes. These are the type of people the government is afraid of.
Yep.
You hear me? These are the dudes the government is afraid of. So they have protocols. They have protocols to disband. They will put an infiltrator in the circle. To cause some form of rushing. They have protocols for this. Because they are afraid. They are really afraid.
Yes, that is the best analogy that you said through the whole conversation. And it's so simple. That is one of the biggest fears that white people have of us. They are so afraid of us. They are so damn afraid of everything we do and say. But yet still they want to be us.
Yo, you know what a white lady, I call the white lady saying, man. She said, yo, we should be glad they only want retribution and not revenge. That shit hit me. Because she know.
Yeah.
She know. Hey, yo, you see America, people don't even realize, yo. Let me give you a little scenario, Jackie. Let me give you a scenario. You see, before 1776, America got their independence from England. They was just constituency of England, right? Mm-hmm. When Paul Revere rode through the street and said, the British are coming. It's just a modern day time when a dude runs up like, yo, 5-0, 5-0, 5-0. Yo, you going to prison for that now. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, before 1776, when they rose up and got their independence, they create words. It was called a revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, if you do that, try to raise up for your independence, you know what you're being called? A terrorist. And under the 9/11 Act, terrorists, you a terrorist, yo, you could either be executed or you do life in federal prison. You know what I mean? So they cover their tracks with words.
Very, very carefully.
Yeah, they cover their tracks with words, because when you come and you defy one word and you find a way to get around that word, they come with another word. And be like, well, you're in violation of this.
Simple. They come with some serious...
This, but you in the street and this hit you. You know what I mean? It's like I said, you know, let the people be known, like, I'm not a... like a political kind of dude. Matter of fact, I'm a street dude tomorrow. I love the street shit.
I think they know that very well. Listeners know you very well. You got one of the highest downloads and views on my podcast. Trust me, they know who you are very well.
Yo, people need to start having common sense, man. Common sense is so free.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Everything in this world costs. Everything in life costs.
And stop believing everything you hear and do your own due diligence and, you know, try to research shit and really understand the difference between the House of Representatives and the Democrats.
Hey, I told you, I talked to one of my little chicks up there. She was like, shit, nigga, I am not mad at Trump. Since Trump came into office, yo, shit, I got some money, yo.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people say that. It's just his ways and his, you know, racism things that he say. You know what I mean? He just have
that's why majority of white America, whoever is not siding with him, right? Whoever's siding with him, they like, yo, they don't give a fuck because he the president. He can say that. I've been wanting to say shit. Mm-hmm. The rest of them is like, damn, why is he saying that? He's exposing us. Mm-hmm. That's what the fucking real problem is. Mm-hmm. He's exposing motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. What motherfuckers need to wake up and realize this is what white America's about. Man have brought no new law. If I'm
nothing, if I'm not correct, nothing.
Call you and be like, yeah, well, he got this law, introduced this law. You know what I mean? He ain't bring no new law.
He ain't do nothing.
Like I keep saying, yo, I watch conjunction mm-hmm. and the bill. You know what I mean? Yo, Cuck, listen, man, it's always, man, it's a pleasure talking to you, man. Talks.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
You know, your little thing, man. I hope people do call you back and get at you and make their point and see if we can make sense out of nonsense, man. Because it's always, you see, if we put our heads together, man, mm-hmm. trust me, because I don't know it all. Every day I learn.
I don't either. You know, this is why I tell people myself.
I don't mind being a teacher, and I definitely don't mind being a student, man.
Yeah, we always going to be students of life.
Yeah, listen.
Mm-hmm. We always going to be students of life as long as we still living, because we're learning. But we also have a voice. We also have a voice, and we need to voice whatever our opinions are so we can be corrected. Oh, that's why they have the debates right now, because we have to debate on things. You know, you're not going to be 100% politically correct. And somebody else might have their point of view, but this is my platform, and I'm opening up for anybody that wants to share their opinions. You know what I mean? Not everything I say I'm correct, by no means, by no, you know what I mean? Like, but we are here to let people understand that we are listening, we are observing, we are trying to figure out what's going on. And if for some people that don't know the facts, here's some factual information from this person specifically. And it's not what we said. It's not going to always be corrected, you know?
And let me say something, cuz, right? You know, back in the days, you know, everybody was 5% guard body. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you know, you had a lot of gangster guards. You know, guards going and stay in their house and they study. And they come out, they trying to downgrade or disrespect the other man. You mm-hmm. know, and they debating. I don't never want to be a debater. Let's not debate. Let's mm-hmm. relate. Mm. Let's put our heads together.
I love it.
One and one and become two. Because, you know, it's so much different things. You know, you people say, yo, one and one can't be two. Because if you put a one and one, you know, it stands for 11. Mm-hmm. Nah, when you know, understand that one, the and represent mm-hmm. a plus sign.
That's right.
So you know that one and one makes two, man. So we don't want to debate with nobody. You know what I mean? Because debate should start confusion and start argument. Then mm-hmm. it leads to violence. That's where I come from. Oh. We don't want the violence. We
I love it. You see that,
you
guys? You see that? You see how humble and how intelligent that is right there, that for him to say that? Because, you know, people don't understand, because the way we were brought up, we have saw so much, and we, you know, we're only talking facts. We're not sitting up here perpetrating anything. But at the end of it, our intelligence will always overshadow anything that anybody will say, oh, we're illiterate or we ghetto. No, we're being who we are. We're a product of our environment, but we're also intellectually very, very intelligent people. You know what I mean? We might have finished high school and junior high and all the other shit, but we are here because we have street lights. And with street knowledge, you can't motherfucking tell us anything, because we are in the streets. We are in the experience of life. A lot of people talk about shit, but they're not about it. You know what I mean? So on that note, I want to tell my cousin, I love you so much. Thank you for being one of the valuable parts of Front Row with Jackie Rowe. Okay?
Bang, 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 bang. Big up,
scores. All right. Okay, later.